We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, and we're starting the brand new parak, the second parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Eim amid mehema upon the koyis shall over the kechavim replace shechashudim al ravia. You're not allowed to place a behema in a hotel of a non-Jew because they are chashud al ravia. They're going to be mezana with your behema, and your over lifnei evil is still mechshal. The goyim are also have the seven mitzvah noyach is arayis, one of the seven mitzvahs are arayis, and they're also to mezana with the behema. If you place behema there, it's lifnei evil is dimichshol. So don't place your behemas in a punduk of a goy. That's din number one. Din number two is loitzi siyachid isha imahem. Isha should not be miyachid with a goy. The chashad al arayis, and you can ask the chayr is isiyichid for everyone. The Gemara will talk about that when we get there. Even a regular person should not be misyach. A regular yid should not misyach. A man should not misyach with a guy. Why? Because they're chashud on shvichas dam on resicha, on murder, and therefore you should not be misyach with them. Three dinim in our Mishnah. And in the first few blocks, we're going to discuss the first law in our Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that you cannot place a behemoth in a hotel of a guy because you're worried they might be mezana with the behemoth and be over on the Issa Revia. Zok the Gemara on top on base. Ramin, we ask you a kasha. Very, you say it's the kasha. So Gemara will discuss this kasha over the next few blocks. Ramin, loichem mehem behema le carbon. You let it go to a guy and buy a behema for a carbon. Ve ain choishashim, ain not choish lemishim reveya, lemishim nirva, lemishim muksa, lemishim nevad. That means we darshim on the psukim in the beginning of Parashat Vayikra that if behema is a reveya, which means a behema is Reveya a woman, or the behemoth is a nirva, which means a man is mezana with the behemoth, that behemoth is pasul for carbon. And muksa means you makatzit, you set it aside for Avodah Zarah, it's also pasul for carbon. And if it's served, worshipped as Avodah Zarah, also it's pasul. So the halacha is, you let it go to the guy and buy a behemoth. You're not worried about any of these four things. So bishlam muksa v'nevad, we understand why you're not chayshish. Because in Yisit Eksayah, if we set aside for Avodah Zarah, the means the palcha, or if you even worshipped it, lo yhavim mezavle, he wouldn't sell it to you. So obviously, if he's selling you a behema, obviously this is not a zara. But el reva v'nirva lochush, why not worry to v'noy reva? And the kasha is made stronger by our mishnah. Our mishnah says you can't place a behema there because they have chashas for that. If the chashas for that, how do you buy a behema from them? It's mamash stira between the mishnah by us and this tesefta that says you can buy a carbon from them. Omrav Tachlif Omrav Shila Baravina Mashvedarav Oivikham Khasa Bahemto Shotakar. Goy is worried to do any aver with his behema. Why? Because the behema then will not be able to give birth anymore. So here the man of the house, the goy, is not gonna mezana with his nekeva behema. Why not? Because behema will not be able to have offspring because if you mezana with it, it makes it get sterile and it can't have offspring. So where's the hot tenach the kevus? Okay, we understand you can buy in a keva from a guy, but as charem, let's want to buy as charem for oila, you buy as charem. Ma'ikul meima, hey, let it buy it. Why not worry that it's maybe a nirva, maybe a nirva, maybe the guy is mezana with his behema. Amarav kahana hoil machishim basa. It's also not good for its health. It makes it weaker, and it makes it weaker, and therefore he won't be mezana with his behema. Okay, so how do you learn our Mishnah? Elaha, so you have to know how we learn our Mishnah. So the teretz is pashut, because in our Mishnah, it's not talking about their behema, it's your behema. The yid drops off his behema there at Gevaldik, let him be revered that behema. He doesn't care about your behema if it gets tiyakar. You never realize, you'll never chap that it was him because you have to bring it to infertility, but you don't chap it because of the guy. But therefore, he doesn't care. He'll be mezana with the behemoth. Mashenka his own behemoth, he knows that's dangerous for his behemoth. He will not do it for his behemoth. That's why you let him buy a behemoth from him. Zog to Gemara, Eloha de Tanya, Loichim behemoth Meroyah Shalahem, Leichas Duma Ravala. It says, let him buy the behemoth straight from the Raya. Let's say the guy gave his behemoth to a Raya. And you let it go to the Raya and buy it. Let's say Raya has a shush to sell it. You let it buy it from him. L'chai, why worry the Raya? The Raya will be mezana with the behemoth because the Raya, who's a guy, it's not his own animals. Why are you worried there? Leichus dum ravala. Zok to Gemara. Raya shalahem es yorem shem hefseschar. They're scared, the Raya, to mezana with any of the behemoths they're given to by the goyim because they're worried they're going to lose their schar. The guy's in a chap that he was mezana with it, and they're not going to get paid, so it's not worth it for them. They're taking a chance with their job. So Frank the Gemara, if that's true, if a roya is scared to be reveya behema, why? Because he's scared of his money. So all the time with the Nebrai say, Moisim behema l'royishlam, that we Yidin cannot give a behema to a goyish roya, lema royishlam is yarmish mehafshishchar. Why don't we say the roya is scared because of hafshishchar? So the Gemara, he's not worried. Why? Buy a goy and a goy, so there he's worried about hafshishchar, because the goy will be choshish him in a second if he was mizana. In the yadi bahadadi, mercy. They know each other what they do, so they're scared. The roya is scared. The behemoth will come back looking a little weaker. They say, "Oh, I know you mizana with them. I know this stuff. We do this stuff. We know about this." Anan, but us yidin, we don't have a mina. Lo yedinabu, lo mercy. He's not scared because we have no have a mina. We'll never be choshish him, and therefore he'll go ahead and be mizana with the behemoth. The behemoth will come back weaker, and I'll blame him. He doesn't even think you'll have a have a mina about that. No have a mina. And if it doesn't give birth, you're not going to have any of that. You don't work. Your brain doesn't work that way. Rabba, Hayim Darmichi, the saying people say is Michtava Gulala Beza, a piece of shayish marble is scared of the. I made the word a stencil. It's a type of pen that cuts out, that chisels out into a piece of marble. It's only that pen that could do it. So they're scared of that pen that they know. No examples. Raglu b'chaveira yada. Same thing as someone who's a Baal Lashon Hara. He's scared of his friend. They know each other. They're scared of each other. They know each other, how they pick up things. But a regular person doesn't have this guy so cunning. It's the same idea. Give me a muscle. How the guy knows a choshed each other because they know how it works. Same thing by a piece of marble. It knows how it works. You know, this thing is dangerous. The same thing, two people, Baal Lashon Hara, they're scared of each other. You know, they're both two good yentas and hackers. And they're scared of each other. They know how much they both pick up. And therefore, that's the same avart over here by the guy. So, Freyti Gemara Kasha. Okay, so what we just established was that you can't give a behemoth, you can't give your behemoth to drop it off by a pundik. Because, and then go eat supper, because the guy will be mizana with the behemoth. How do you buy a behemoth from a guy? Terrence says, a guy doesn't play around with his own behemoth. It's dangerous. It's not good. It's not good for the behemoth. He won't do it. A roya. Why are you worried about a roya? You buy a behemoth for a roya. Why are you worried that he's mizana? Terrence says, he's not mizana with the guy. He's a behemoth because the guy will be choshed and not pay him. Why could he not drop one off? Because he's not worried about that. That's the cheshbon so far. Yochi, if that's the fact, Zecharim mina kevois loy nizven. Yehachi zecharim mina kevois loy nizven. If this is the case, so zecharim from the kevois loy nizven lechayra. Why are we worried? Why are we like this? You shouldn't buy a zachar from a goyisha woman. Why? Because the goyisha woman maybe will bring the behema on her to be mizana with her. And in this case, you don't find that if a zachar is a zachar behema is mizana, it doesn't get weaker. It just means some people reveya the behema. If someone does something to the behema can't give birth, or if it's zachar, gets weaker. But if a zachar behema is oisik v'tashmish, nothing happens to that zachar. No. That means buying zacharim from a guy. Right. That, what does that mean? Why can't I buy a zachar from a guy? Because the guy is mizana with the zachar, like mishkav zachar on a behema. That weakens the behema. If the behema is the makabel, then the behema gets weak. Either if it's a care. The animal's a male, exactly. So I'm telling you, if the zachar is a makabel, the animal's a male. If it's a makabel, it gets weaker. Either if it's in a cave, it doesn't have children, offspring, and everything gets weaker. Here's the kasha opposite. You go to the goyisha woman, a goyisha woman, and you want to buy a zachar. Is that a problem? It should be a problem. Why? Because zachar is not with her. It gets weaker, it doesn't get weaker from tashmish, it does tashmish. That's Mar's kasha. Chab is different. The zachar before was a makabel. Here the zachar was the nisim. So, pray to Gemara Kasha, Yochi, zachar from the cave is loy nizven. You should not buy zachar from the cave. The chashidu maravel loy loyi. And for the Gemara, you're not worried about that. That lady is scared to be mizana. That goy is scared to mizana with her animal. Why? Because then this animal will be running after her all times like a husband, and that's very embarrassing. So, keeping the megari bummer, so she's scared because this behemoth will be attached to her, and she's scared of that. Frank Demar, are we scared of that? Is that a raya? Is that something that she's scared of? Is that true? I'll show you it's not true. Elohad the Tani Rav Yosef. Armusa Lois Sarbi Kalba. This is a halacha by Yid even. Amono should not have a dog. Lois Sishri Barbe Rabba Shviza. And should not have a boarder, a young yeshiva student as a boarder. because they're worried, since she's alone, she's going to be mezana with them. So Bishlema Barbe Rav will worry that she will be mezana with the bacher. Why? Because Sneela, he's going to be quiet about it. No one's going to find out about it. She's not scared. El Kalba, but a dog, we just finished saying that Kivin the Migraba, since the dog will be after her and follow her all around, Mirsa, she's scared. So just like we said before, you're allowed to buy a zacha from a keva goy because she's scared that the zacha will be following all around. So why can't I have a dog? She's scared to be down a dog. Dog will be following all around. So I don't know. Because by a dog, there's another reason why he will follow her. Kivin the chishadi lo umtzu, you throw him a piece of meat, you throw him a bone. Then umasra kabasra, then he already gets, follows her. So may ma'amri inchi, hide the misra kabasra, because he's giving out she's giving out food. That's why. She's not scared to be down with her. Why is the dog running after me all the time? Can I give him good meat? Give him a bone. That's the reason. The cave was to the cave is my timer. We know from a brice we had before that you can't even give in your nekeva by a pundik it's owned by a nekeva. What's the problem by a nekeva? You give your behemoth nekeva to a woman goy, she can't be mezana with a nekeva. What's the case? So why is that a problem? Why can't I buy in the cave it's a nekeva? The keva to give us my time. Because the goyim, they always come to visit their friends' wives, because that's the derech, the mezana with the friends' wives. Sometimes they come to the house and she's not there; she's shopping. And they'll find the behemo in a keva and be rivet. The reason why you can't buy in a keva from a goy, even from a goy ta, is because maybe the friend, the boyfriend who's not married to her, came and was mezana with this behemo and didn't find her. So that's the issue over here. That's why you can't buy in a keva from a keva. This is the problem with the goy. Mibayi say I feel moitzanami rivet. You know what? Sometimes the guy is such a rasha that even when he doesn't find her, he is mezana with. Even if she's there, he rather mezana with the behemoth. To Amar, chaviva aleihem behemtum shayisrael yosim shem. They enjoy a behemoth of a yid better than their own wives. To Amar Rav Yechonon, where did this come from? This mamish, this terrible midah. Where did it come from? Amar Rav Yechonon, mishal shabar nachash chava hita bazuma. When the nachash convinced Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, he placed in her zuhuma, and this tuma causes this terrible taiva for a behema. Frey the Gemara, if that's what happens, why only goyim have this taiva? Yoch Yisrael Nami, Yisrael should also have this taiva for a behema. So the Gemara, no, Yisrael should omdu har Sinai pasuk zuhumasam. The zuhuma stopped. Oy v'chavim shloim omdu har Sinai loy pasuk zuhumasam. Oy v'chavim that didn't was not a kabbal of Torah, but him loy pasuk zuhumasam. So only a yid was zeicha pasuk zuhumasam. Are you going to ask me? We know that by the eagle chazra zuhumasam. After the eagle, they got back the zuhuma. Zok the mafarshim, I saw in the Avodah Brura, he answers that when it came back, it didn't come back on the same level as the original zuhuma. It was less zuhuma, it did not have this taiva for behemoth. So if our zuhuma came back, we're not as bad. There's a whole shayla about the zuhuma came back by eagle, but lemaisa, even if it came back, it did not come back on the same level. Instead, yeah, the guy is not mezana his own behemoth because he didn't make. He's not mezana anyone's behemoth. What do you mean?
Worried about the guy being mezana his girlfriend's
behemoth. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean?
No, so it seems like what? No, not handling a guy, not buying from a guy. You're always allowed to buy from a guy. This is not talking about guys, they're not giving it to a pundit. They're never mezana with their own behemoths. They're never mezana with their own behemoths. Even the yenna's behemoth, because they know the chesh in a second, they know the tricks. They're not mezana with their own behemoths, because they know the behemoths immediately will have bad effects and will automatically blame it on the visitor who came, because they know that it works. It says you're not allowed to deliver by the pundit in a keva. We spoke it out when we said it. Mm-hmm. Nekeva is going to mean now deliver Nekeva, but in Nekeva, that's what it means. So that's what I'm saying. Why not? Teretz is because of the husband. Oifois mai. Are you allowed to drop off an oif by the pundik? We said in our Mishnah, you can't drop off a behema by a pundik. What about an oif? Are they choshud al arayis on an oif? Like an oif, that's very crazy. Is that something choshud for? So the Gemara, Tavshema, Adorim, Vidom, Hashmua, Moshe Rav Chinah, I saw a guy, Shalokach Avaz Minashuk, He purchased, he bought the Aves Ben Ashuk, Rava, he was Reveya, this fat hen, Chanka, he choked it, Sala, he roasted it, Vachna, he ate it. That's how Goy acts. But I'm hearing that in the Difti, and he was Aravi Yachar, I saw one Arab, Shalaka Yarach Ben Ashuk, he bought a piece of meat from the Shuk, Chakaba, Kedir Reveya, he made a hole in it, Kedir Reveya, Rava, Sala, Vachla. He was Reveya, Sala, Vachla, but we brought this down for the Oifpot, that there is a Chash by Oifus as well, like you see from the story with Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel.